How many of you guys are sleepy this morning? I know. It's really hard when we lose an hour of sleep. Are you going to fall asleep right there? There she is, gone. You're not? Okay, good, Uzzah. I'm glad you're not. Well, one of our Bible stories today is God asks Abraham to go on a long journey, but he doesn't give him any details. Now, have any of you guys gone on a long car trip somewhere? You have? How did you know where to go and how to get where you were headed? Google Maps, excellent. What did you guys use? Oh, you went in a plane, so the pilot knew where to go. Okay, how about in a car ride? What did you guys use?
My driver.
The GPS, your driver, and what did the driver, your mom or dad, how did they know where to go? Oh, it was with your water polo. Okay, but how did that person who was driving, how did they know to get where they were headed? Were they looking at the maps? Yeah, the maps on their phone or GPS or Google Maps. Okay. What did people use before all that? What did Abram use? Okay, what do you think people used before? A printed map. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A compass.
A compass. Yep. What else before even a compass? What did people use? Go ahead, Uzzah.
They didn't use anything.
They did use something. Yes, you're right. They used the stars. So do you guys know what the one star that you can almost always see up in the sky? What is it?
The North
Star. So here, come here so you can see this. This is a picture of the North Star. It's also called Polaris. See it right there? And this is like when you leave the camera lens open, so all the stars that are moving make this, everything swirling but it. And it's called the North Star because where do we look to find it?
North,
over the North Pole. That's right. So now here's another picture of it. Have any of you guys seen the Big Dipper or the Little Dipper? Yeah? You know, those are easy to see when you look up in the sky. They look like stars that line up to make like a little cup. And the edges of them point at the North Star. So Abraham didn't have a GPS or Google Maps or a printed map. He followed the stars, but you know who was the key thing for leading him? What?
Jesus.
Not Jesus yet. God the Father, God the Creator, because Abraham was years and years before. Now, how about you guys? How do you know how to live your life in the right path to be on? Follow Jesus. You're right. Do you want to keep that? Okay, good. Who wants this one? Okay, Uzzah?
Are you able to see the North Star when you're in the South Pole?
Can you see the North Star when you're in the South Pole? No, you see the stars that are under that hemisphere.
Is there a South Star?
I think there is a South Star. Okay. You know, where's our physicist? Is John here, Lisa?
No, he's not. Sorry.
Who's our science teacher? The Southern Cross is the name of the star. It's a constellation, right, Hal? A constellation of stars at the Southern Cross. Thank you, Hal. I know you should be up here every Sunday. So let's put our hands together and let's pray for God to be the one that's leading us and to be brave like Abraham. Okay, ready? Dear God, we thank you for guiding us and being with us and telling us where to go in our lives. And thank you for giving us courage and bravery to do that. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.